Hi, my name is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra. The first parak discusses partnerships that are being dissolved. In general, two people are able to split up relatively easily. One can force the other partner to dissolve the partnership and either buy the other party out or have the other party buy him out relatively easily. Our Mishnah deals with a unique case where two people who share a common courtyard, which they own jointly, want to dissolve their partnership of the courtyard. The laws of easily being able to dissolve a partnership by forcing your partner to split up and either buy you out or sell out only work when both sides of the split deal end up with a piece of property that are 4 amos by 4 amos wide, 16 square amos. If the pieces of property after the split are less than that, however, it's not so simple. You can't just split out. And that's the case that our mission is talking about. Let's read. Hashutfin Sharatsu Lasos Machitza Pachatzer, two partners who agreed to dissolve their partnership. What do? They build a wall in the middle. They're bonin as a kosel be'emsa. Makom shenahagu livnos kefil, in a place where the custom is to use gevil, which is a non-trimmed stone, they use a non-trimmed stone. Gazis, they use gazis. Gazis are hewn stones. In the case where they use kefisin, which are half bricks, then they use kefisin. Levanim, which are regular bricks, then bonim. They use that to build, all under the guise of hakol k'minhag hamadina, all in accordance of the minhag, the custom of the area, the neighborhood, the province. Each of these different materials, though, have different sizes, and as a result of their split, everything has to be even though they're not going to get a piece of property, 4 amos by 4 amos, so they have to split the size of land that they allocate towards building materials. And Rish is now going to list the sizes for each material. Bigvil, when you use the untrimmed stones, zenosin shlosha tefachim, vezenosin shlosha tefachim. Each side has to give 3 tefachim of their property to be used for space allocated to build the wall, the partition with the gevil, with the untrimmed stones. The wall of gevil is 6 tefachim wide, and therefore the Mishnah calculates 3 tefachim on each side. The gazis, however, if they use hewn stones, which are not as big as gevil, zenosin tefachim mechza, zenosin tefachim mechza. Because gazis, untrimmed stones, hewn stones, are 5 tefachim wide, so each one gives 2.5 tefachim of space that they allocate towards the building. Kefisim, if you use kefisim, which are half bricks, and they total the size requirement for building a wall of kefisim is only 4 tefachim, zenosin tefachayim, zenosin tefachayim. They each will allocate 2 tefachim of their property. Pelavenim, if they use half bricks, the size is only 3 tefachim, and therefore, zenosin tefachum echsa, zenosin tefachum echsa, each one will allocate 1.5 tefachim. Lefikach, one of the reasons the Mishnah is teaching us this is in the case of im nafal kosel, if the wall falls down, hamakum v'avanim shel shneim, we'll know that the place and the stones belong to both of them. Meaning, if the wall falls down, and they're trying to identify whose side of the property did the wall fall on, or which bricks fell into which case, because the underlying principle here is that both partners have to share equally in the building of the wall, we know that they're equal partners, and therefore the materials are each 50-50, and the ground upon which the wall stood are also 50-50. Mishnah Beis. We're going to continue discussing issues concerning one's right to force his partnership to dissolve and to build a wall between the properties. In the first Mishnah, we spoke about how it relates to a courtyard. In this Mishnah, we're going to talk about how it relates to a field of grain or a garden. V'chein begina, and the law applies, the right to privacy applies in a garden as well. Makom shenahagu ligdor, here in a place where they use a geder, a fence, machayev inoso, we can compel his neighbor to split the costs of building a fence. That refers to a garden. Aval, however, bevika, in a valley, makom shenahagu lo ligdor, which we generally treat as a place where there is no custom to actually put up a fence, ein mechayven or so. In that case, we will not obligate him to build a fence. Ela imrotza, however, in a place where, again, there's no, like a bika is not literally just a bika, but in a place where there is no obligation as a result of the custom to build, if he wants to, kones letoch shalo uvone, he can use his own field, his own property, and build in his field, however, not into his neighbor's field, in contrast to the previous Mishnah, where we discussed how everything is built 50-50, and the resources and space are also 50-50. Here, it all goes into one, and to make sure in the case something falls, we'll see that the Mishnah tells us, v'osa chazis mibachutz. He has to put a marker on the outside, because lefichach it nafal kosel hamakom v'hanavim shalof. The wall falls down, the place and the stones, all the resources and space that were allocated to the wall belong to the person who built it, because as a result of him not having an obligation, we know that if he built it, it's all his, and that again is why he has to put a demarcation symbol, whether it's something that he can identify as his, on the outside of the wall. However, the Mishnah comes and tells us if there's common consent, im asu midash shneim, they have common consent, bonus akosa be'emsa, just like in the first Mishnah where we had to split it evenly 50-50, if they have common consent, they can do that here as well, even though there's no obligation. The requirement and the responsibility to put in one person's property is only when he has to compel the other person to do it, and the person does not want to split the costs. Lefichach, again, im nafa kosa hamakom v'hanavim shalshneim, in the case where they both want to, even though they're not obligated to, the space and the resources, the stones used for the wall, will be split to each of them.